Okay, the Gemara, we're going to pick up on Laman Amud Beis, but let's just recap from what we saw yesterday. Was Rav Huna telling the Avankari, the merchants, that when you buy the Hadassim from Goyim to sell to Yidden, so you should let the Goyim cut it off the ground and then give it to you. Why? Because we have to be choshesh and presume that the Goyim stole the land, whether from a Jew or a guy, that's a question. And land, it never leaves the owner's property, so therefore the yiyush never took effect. It's only going to take effect once the hadas becomes detached from the ground. And if you cut it from the ground, so that means that the yiyush is happening when it's in your rishus, and that's going to be a problem of a stolen hadas. Okay? And therefore, let the guy cut it, the yiyush took effect, now he sells it to you, so you have the combination of yiyush and ashinu rishus, a change of ownership, which solidifies your acquisition of it, and it makes it that it's not a stolen item, and it's not a mitzvah haba v'avera, and therefore, that's how you should work out the business transaction, okay?
You need both?
Yiyush and ashinu rishus.
Okay, so why is the ashinu rishus not it was still part of the owner's.
Right, but that's not related to the mitzvah directly.
It's not.
In other words, before I do the mitzvah, I completely own it. You're asking. It's a good point. I mean, the classic case of a mitzvah habav aver that's going to apply in this case of a real mitzvah habav aver when it really belongs to me and it is a problem of mitzvah habav avera and not a problem of lachem, would be if the guy cut it off the ground, the yiyush happened, and then I did a maisa kinyan, hagbol, let's say, to acquire it, and at the same time I'm trying to be yaitze. So then, my maisa kinyan is also, I'm trying to make it into a ma'isa mitzvah, and that's when it's going to be a problem with mitzvah haba avir. But if I acquired it before, so everything that happened previously is gone. I'm a machal Shabbos. But I'm doing a separate ma'isa mitzvah, which we don't necessarily connect to the ma'isa avir, which was done.
And with the you're acquiring before, so it's done.
So that's not going to. So it's going to be okay.
The mitzvah haba avir is an issue in the chavta, or in the action, or in the person.
In the kiyum. In the kiyum mitzvah.
It's a problem if it's a problem when the object had an avera done to it to get it to you.
That's
or it's a problem for the person. I mean,
for sure, let's talk about the person. Let's talk about the person. The person himself.
So the person didn't do any avera over there.
The person who didn't do an avera.
The
Avankari? Sure they did.
What?
Because they're causing it to leave the owner's rishus.
By them making a kinyan,
now it's leaving, even further leaving the original owners, and nigzal's rishus.
Okay.
By lulav.
I'm going to zar you. Oh. Sorry. Zar is, we had a, Josh Brayman was the, he was the zar. Right. So if something was getting too much off topic, he zarred us. CZAR and Zion Reish, and then we invite him. Alright? Okay, Zokti Gemara. So this is what he told him to do, a Frekti Gemara. Why did they have to go through this whole shtickle Torah? Saif, at the end of the day, ki gozuzu avankari, even if it were that the avankari were going to. FaceTime and that
better?
I think that should be the problem.
What was it? Parrot?
Parrot, yeah. Hey, my connection isn't working very well, so Hill isn't calling you. Yeah, Hill isn't calling you one second.
Okay, so Frank. So Frakta Gemara, Saif, at the end of the day, Ki Gazuzu Avankari, even if it were that the Avankari were going to be the ones to cut the Hadassim from the ground, Lahava Yiyush Bailim Biyadayu, let it be that the Yiyush Bailim will be Biyadayu in their hands. Vishinu Harushus Biyadon. And the Shinu Rishus, the change of ownership will happen, Biyadon, in the hands of the consumers. So when the consumers are doing the mitzvah, it's not a guzzle, and it's not a mitzvah habavavir at all. So, ask the Gemara, why can't the Avankri themselves cut it? Now this shows us, this is just to clarify, we don't really think, even probably not even a 10%, do we have a concern that maybe it's stolen field. If it was, then we wouldn't allow the Avankri to do it. Forget that. Right? The only reason why we're saying that the Avankri should do it is because for a mitzvah and for a bracha, you know, we'll go to the extent that maybe we wouldn't generally be concerned about. Otherwise, we would never entertain at Tzad, excuse me, that the Avankri should be cutting it down if they're actually going to be stealing. Right? The Gemara's kasha is because it's not really a chash. It's just with regard to the bracha, fine. So we're gonna, you know, let's just be chashish.
I thought we said it's a svek svek.
Is it svek svek that what?
Maybe it belonged to the Jew and maybe it's stolen.
But maybe the Gemara, you have to get involved in whether it makes a difference whether it's a yid or a guy. In our Gemara's gears, there's no difference if it was a yid or a guy.
This is also
it was stolen from.
L'chachil advice. This is not even necessarily asking if you didn't do it that you wouldn't be able to.
Correct. That's also true. Right?
So this
yeah.
is just asking on what is the Chachil advice? You can even solve it without going
well,
as far.
Well, you mean Rav Huna's advice?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. He didn't say that if you don't do this. He said this is what you should do.
Right. He's not saying if you don't do this, then you're not Yotze.
I don't know. I mean, it could. There are. It's possible that they could not be Yotze. I mean, it's a chashash, but it's. Yeah, it's not a vaday. So, anyways, Zakti Gemara like tzricha, it wasn't necessary. Meaning, the only time Rav Huna had to say that the Avankari should not cut it down themselves was talking b'hoshana the Avankari gufayu. It was talking b'hoshana by the hadasim and the lulav of the hadasim naravis the Avankari of the Avankari gufayu themselves. Meaning, we're talking about their own because in a chanami with regard to the one that they're going to sell. To the consumer, there's no concern because there's already a second step to complete the transaction to make that there's no mitzvah above avir and there's no problem of lechem. But we're talking specifically with regard to their hadasim. Frekti Gemara v'likniyua b'shinui ma'ise. Let the avankari be koineit with a shinui ma'ise. Meaning to say, there's another way that he can acquire it completely without a concern of mitzvah habav avera and without a concern of lechem, and that is, he'll cut it off the ground, the yish takes effect, and then he does a shinu ma'aseh because he's ma'aged, he binds everything together, and since he bound it together, he changed the hadasim, okay? And therefore, he should be karna like that. Once he's karna, as we spoke out, once he's koine, there's no concern for mitzvah habav avera because it's a full acquisition that he made.
The cutting it down is not a kinyan.
No, because that's when the yiyush happens.
But isn't that a kinyan also?
Only a kinyan only works. Shinu ma'ase only works after there's a kinyan. In other words, at least to be considered that it's not a mitzvah habav avera. Or there's no shinu ma'ase happening. Until after, because there was no yush.
You have to do a kinyan and then the next maisa.
You have to do a yush, you have to have yush, and then a maisa.
So
when he cut it off the ground, in other words, it's coming together that it's leaving the person's rishus, and the yush is taking effect. Yeah. And afterwards, you have a shina maisa. Answers the Gemara, kasavar, the Gemara holds, this sheet to hold, Ravuna holds, lulav ein sarach eged. Lulav does not need to be bound together. And since halachically lulav does not need to be bound together, even if in fact he does bind it together, this is the Maariv Tzchiya speaks out, but nevertheless, it's not considered a maisa chashuva, it's not considered an action, a change to effect kinyan. Again, since I hold lulav ein tzar cheged, so when I bind it together, I didn't do anything. I did something, but it's like, you know, I crumpled the tissue. If I crumple the tissue, that's not a shinu ma'isa. Okay? Yeah.
Even if you do consider it to be lulav tzar cheged, is it so pashut that that's a shinu ma'isa?
Well, we're going to see that there's going to be another problem with it, that it's a shinu achaz l'briyasa, that it goes back. But
obviously, but at this step, the principle is
yeah,
that you're turning it from just a regular thing into a mitzvah thing.
It's a hashat. It's
becomes something
because it's there's a chalois happening. I mean, something is changing over here. What's the idea that if I take a piece of wood and I turn it into a chair, is it now it's a chair? Yeah. I cut it into a chair. So here I have a hadas and now I made it into hashana. The action that I'm doing seems more minimal, but it's still an action. Yeah. Answers the Gemara. Another answer. So the first answer to the Gemara was lulav ein tzarach eged, and therefore it's not considered a shina ma'isa. V'im tin salaymar. And even if you want, I'll say, lulav tzarech eged, lulav does have to be bound together. However, shinoi hachoizer libriyosei hu. It's a shinoi, it's a change. Hachoizer libriyosei, which can be returned back to its original state. And since it's something, v'shinoi hachoizer libriyosei, and a change which can be reverted back to its original status or state, loishmei shinoi, that's not called a shinoi Maisa. Since it could go back, it's not a shina maisa.
Can that be true with anybody?
Yes. Yeah, this is going, even if I hold lulav tzarech eged, but I could just untie it and it's back where it was. But if I have a piece of wood, and I make a chair out of it, that can't go back to being the piece of wood it was before. So therefore, that's a shina maisa that will make a kinyan. Okay?
Rabbi,
yeah. Yeah, yes.
Thank
you. Yeah. Okay, yeah?
Without getting into the details, there have to be more parameters there because we had the whole concept of taking the bed and removing the status of a kli from it.
That's a kli and shi.
That's tumah. That's tumah that I need to take off the shi and kli. This is just with regard to the hadas.
No, but I'm saying anything can be reverted back to.
No, not anything. Say if I have a piece of wood and I turn it into a chair, can't go back. So the piece of wood.
Bring back to this original.
That's right. Yeah. Not the same piece of wood. I can make it into a piece of wood. I mean, it will be a broken chair, but it's not going to be the piece of wood the way it was before.
I mean, the
generally, a shina maisa is something that's changing, effecting change in the object.
But
in
the context of shina maisa, it also has to do with whether you have to return the object. I mean, there's a separate context.
That's the consequence.
Well, I'm saying, but that's the context of that.
It works together because I made a kinyan, therefore I don't have to return.
Right, but shina chos libriyasa is a different type.
Then I still have to return. Right. Frak the Gemara. Okay, so fine. So you told me that since it's the avankari's haishana itself, it doesn't work. There's no shina rishus. But what about shina ma'isa? So we said no, it's not a shina ma'isa either because I hold lulav does not need an eged, or I held that lulav needs an eged, but it's a reversible shina ma'isa. Ask the Gemara of Likniyua Vishina Hashem. Let him be koine with a Shina Hashem that's happening. Dime'ekara, because in the beginning, Havale Asa, this Hadas is only known as a Hadas. Bahashta, and now that it's bound together, Hoshana. It's called Hoshana. So therefore, the Yush, that what happened when he chopped it off the ground, and now the Shina Hashem, which is happening when he's binding it together, those two should make a kinyan. Ah, you're going to ask, that's also a Shina Hashem HaChoyz L'Briyose. That can also be reverted, because I could just untie it, and now it's back to be a Hadas again. Right? That's a good question. Yeah? So Taisus, one of Taisus' answers is that Enechanami, but since I have the Shina Maise and the Shina Hashem, even though it can be reverted back, two of them working together will still be considered a change. That's one of the terutzim. You can look at those for the other. There's another terutz that one doesn't resonate with you. Answers the Gemara. So why don't we have the Shina Hashem Meikara Nami in the beginning also La'asa to Ahadas Hashana Karule? People call it a Hashana even in the beginning because it's going to be part of the Hashana. So in the vernacular, it was called the Hoshana, and therefore there's no Shinoi Hashem. Okay, talk to Gemara Vayter. Tana Rabbanu, we learn a braisa. Sukkah gzula, a stolen sukkah. The hamisachech v'rishus harabim, and someone who is misachech over rishus harabim, a public property, and he has no permission to do so. Rabbi Eliezer poisel. Rabbi Eliezer says such a sukkah is possible. V'chacham machshirin, and the chacham say such a sukkah is kosher. Amar Rav Nachman. So that's just the machlekes. We don't know all the details. We'll see now what type of sukkah we're talking about. And Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, and the chacham say such a sukkah is kosher. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, machlekes. The machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim about a stolen sukkah, sukkah gzula, is dafka in a case, b'shetoykeif es chavera, when somebody forces his friend, or forcibly grabs, literally means grabs his friend, v'hoitzioi me sukkosoi, and he threw him out of his sukkah. So Reuven comes into Shimon's sukkah, and he grabs Shimon and throws him out. That's when Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not going to be yoytzei the mitzvah. V'Rebbe Eliezer l'tameh, says Rav Nachman, Rebbe Eliezer goes according to his own reasoning, the Amra that he said somewhere else, Ein Adam Yoytzei Dei Chavos, a person cannot fulfill his obligation, B'sukkas Shal Chavera, in the sukkah of his friend. And therefore, in this case over here, E karka negzeles, if I hold that karka can be stolen. So when Reuven takes Shimon and throws him out of his sukkah, sukkah gzulahi. So this sukkah in this case is now a stolen sukkah, so he's not yoytze. V'inami, and even if you'll tell me karka ain't an exelis, that karka cannot be stolen. So then, since Reuven schlepped Shimon out of his own sukkah, this sukkah is considered sukkah she'ulahi. It's considered a borrowed sukkah. So it's not stolen because you can't steal karka, but it doesn't belong to him, so that must mean that it's a borrowed sukkah. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that a person cannot be yoytze the mitzvah in someone else's sukkah. A person has to have his own sukkah. He can't borrow someone else's sukkah. So whichever way I look at it, whether it's stolen or it's the original owner's, because it's never considered stolen, it's going to be possible according to Rabbi Eliezer.
You can steal it, you can't steal it, you can borrow it.
Sorry? The definition of, what does that mean? What do you mean? It's not his sukkah at the end of the day.
That's all Shaul means? It doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that.
You were asking that.
Shaul's the only guy.
But how can you say it's borrowed?
No, that's not my question.
How can you say it's borrowed? You never gave him a shus. Didn't you remember? You were very, very bothered by this.
No, just,
I think this
Fasema
has that sense.
Kagan and Zealous was that it's not possible to king.
Right, it's true.
So, but then if it's not possible to king, then how can you king?
It doesn't mean that it's Shaul. There's no
that's what you mean. Okay,
yeah.
You're saying
but
had, just means that it's not yours.
Yeah,
not
Simcha was very bothered by this. I know, you're not saying you Simcha was very bothered by this. I almost positive it was over here, and I believe after I pushed you off many, many times, I finally did some more research. I think this Vasemis talks about it, he touches on it. Now that I will look again. So the way I said it was that it just doesn't mean it's borrowed, it just means that it doesn't belong to you. So it goes into the category of borrowed. Okay.
Not the technical term.
Correct. Right.
Why does it matter that he actively threw him out?
It doesn't really matter. It could be that you want it to be a mitzvah. You want to address the gzela. But the mafarshim talk about why it has to say that. It's not really something which is necessary. Could have just said. They ask. I forget which acharonim ask. Maybe I saw in David's David. In by David Goldberg. Maybe he asks, why can't you just say it? He wanted someone else's sukkah. Why do you need the mice of throwing Shimon out? Or throwing Reuven out, whatever. I'm not sure.
We'll just get a little quieter on that. Otherwise,
what? Obi Shu'ula. Obi Shu'ula? Yep. Okay, but that's really, we don't really care. Because either way, it's not going to be Yitzhak. V'rabbanon l'tamayu, and the Rabbanon who say it's kosher, are going according to their own Shita, the Amri, that they said, Adam Yitzhak Dechevos, a person can fulfill his obligation, the sukkah shel chaveiro, in the sukkah of his friend, the karka ain't an exelis, and karka cannot be stolen, the sukkah she'ulahi, and therefore this sukkah is in the category of a borrowed sukkah, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer the Chacham say that such a sukkah is kosher. Aval, however, gozal eitzim, if a person stole wood, the sichech bohen, and he used it for schach, divrei hakol, everyone would agree, meaning the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer all agree. Ein loy elo d'mei etzim, that all the gazlan, all the nigzal has, meaning a complaint over, is to get the money back, but you do not have to return it, as we'll see in the Gemara, why not? And therefore, the sukkah is going to be kosher even according to Eliezer, because it's not a stolen sukkah, and it's not a borrowed sukkah. Okay, again, this we're specifically talking about when a person grabbed his friend, threw him out, and went in. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a problem because either it's a stolen sukkah, because Karka Nigzelis, or it's a borrowed, or halachically a borrowed sukkah, because it doesn't belong to him, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't use a borrowed sukkah. The Chacham say it's kosher because Karka ain't a Nigzelis, and therefore it's not stolen, so it's in the category of a borrowed sukkah. And you're able to be yaitzi with someone else's sukkah. But, says Rabbi Nachman,
how do we know that?
How do we know what?
Did the Rabbanan say you can use shulah?
That's the Gemara's later. The Gemara's all over. We'll see at the end. It's at the end of the second verse. But if a person stole wood and used it for schach, so then that's not the sukkah. We're talking about everyone holds that the only thing the gazlan has to return is the value of the wood. Ask the Gemara, me, my.
Why is I'm not following why that's not called stolen?
We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Me, my. How do you know that this is the case of sukkah gazula? We're not asking how do you know that it's kosher by the case of stolen wood simcha. That's going to be later on. Now we're just asking, Mimai, how do you know that this is the case that there's a machlekes? Midiktani, from the fact that the Braisa taught it, the case of sukkah gezula, and it taught it, dumya to Rishus Harabim, that it's similar to Rishus Harabim. It said, sukkah gezula, a stolen sukkah, or someone who's mesachik over Rishus Harabim. So you see that there's a comparison between these two kinds of sukkahs that we're talking about. Ma Rishus HaRabim. Just like in the case of someone who's Mesachech over Rishus HaRabim. Karka Lav Didehu, the land does not belong to him. Sukkanami, the Sukkah also. Lav Karka Didehu, the land does not belong to him. And since the land doesn't belong to him, what kind of case is that? That's the case of somebody who grabs his friend and throws him out of the Sukkah. And that's why that's when there's a machlekes. Just to answer your question, Rashi does say over here, the reason that if a person steals wood and uses it for schach, so it's not stolen and it's not borrowed because he was kind of with a shinu maisa or a shinu Hashem, and we have a takana tashovim, which is the takana that we want the gazlan to pay back. So we say, you know what? Don't take down your whole building. Just give him money. Those are either shinu maisa, huh?
We're talking about sukkah.
Right, but during the 7 days of sukkah, it's still considered, it's considered built in, so permanent structure.
According to the Chachamim, they are doing in this case, mm-hmm. Sukkah Gezula,